success principles and habits, okay, we start off with vision, and you just really made a great point there. And so we were just talking about making sure that you don't necessarily have to see the full, precise picture to take action. It's kind of like driving down the street in a whole new city, and you might have a map kind of showing you the way, but you don't see all the details about what's around the corner, you know, and you just got to take action and keep on driving and trust that the map is actually going to follow you or take you in the right direction, right? And so
right.
It's very interesting, too, with the application of that analogy into life, you know, because, you know, the customized paths we take and even having a map, you know, it's all part of the journey. It's just enjoying the journey and loving it as you move forward. But nothing can really take place of creating and expressing a powerful vision in your own life, and then also especially as we start to get into this next habit to get into, which is organized effort. Okay, we're going to talk about that next. But so let's segue into that habit there. But vision, all of these habits, these success principles that we're talking about, you know, none of them stand alone in a vacuum, and they're intertwined with one another, and that's the beauty of the of life, you know, and being successful and pursuing being successful. You know, it's taking these things that we talk about here today and working towards and striving towards mastering them. It's not just one thing, you know, it's a combination thereof. So the next one that I'll bring up here is the habit of getting into organizing people's efforts. You know, when we started, you know, with the real estate business and acquiring lots of homes and properties for people and ourselves, you know, we couldn't have done it all alone. And no one has really reached or accomplished major levels of success financially or spiritually or health or any other aspect of their life, you know, relationships and so forth, alone, right?
Right.
And so we just realized that, hey, if I want to have the success to whatever degree or however you describe success and express it, it's always going to involve at least another person. And to the degree of success you want to achieve really depends on the number of people you can recruit into your life. And you got to be able to persuade once again that and convey that image to them. And sometimes that can take a little time, but if you take the time now, you know, to crystallize that or clarify as much as you can on paper and synthesize the information to make it simple to understand, then people will obviously catch on to the, you know, catch on fire a lot faster. And so, you know, what are the business and niche industries that you guys are in again?
Well, I'm heading more toward, you know, selling on eBay. I am building a website. It's more informative right now. It's about health, and I just need to create some business contacts along the way, but I need the right contacts.
Okay.
So I'm looking, yeah. So I think that may take a little time before it can really be a moneymaker kind of thing. So I'm kind of leaning, you know, I'm doing both. And just looking more toward the eBay for income.
Okay,
right
very
now.
Good. Okay, good, good, excellent. And the other fellow, you said your name was Sam, right?
No, Kerry White.
Oh, Kerry, that's right. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, I've got a online business, thesongwrite.com. It offers people the ability to take video music lessons, vocal coaching, guitar coaching. Songwriting coaching was my big shift this summer when I was working with my miracle coach, and then I've sort of evolved just the last couple months into wanting to help people produce their own recordings of their songs as well as music videos.
Very
so
cool.
I've got
okay.
the technology and skills to do that, and I have such a passion for it. It just seems to be something that's emerging as a service I could offer as well.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Trent. Darian from Philly's here as well.
Hi, Darian. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Wonderful.
I figured I'd chime in and give my what I do in my business as well real quick.
Yeah,
I just thought it was interesting that we have the songwriters. Was it songwriters.com?
Yeah.
I'm actually a singer-songwriter. And
really?
I just became a spiritual coach. So I also offer, or will be offering, guided meditations where I'm producing and composing the music for the meditation, and also guiding. And I'll be coaching people and doing all sorts of programs like that.
Cool.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, this is a case in point, organized effort.
Yeah.
Wonder how we could help each other.
Yeah, exactly. You guys could just exchange info and see what you can do to help one another out, create that synergy.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I can't say enough good about organized effort. That's where the rubber meets the road in the world of success. And as soon as I started recruiting and working with other people outside of myself, that's where the magic started to happen. And so conveying that image, what you really want to get out of your business, what you really want to get out of life, get out of whatever it is, as you start to approach people, think of first and foremost their vision, their goals. Come from a position of, hey, what do you have going on in your life? How can I help you first? Give first and then receive. Following that principle there has made a huge difference with getting the ball rolling with organized effort. Organized effort has made all the difference with all the world's famous composers and inventors and people from smaller scale on at the bigger scale. You look at any type of success level that anyone has accomplished, it's been involved with organized effort. So that implies, implies here that we got to develop the habit of being friendly and getting out there and networking and speaking with people and sharing the vision, speaking with folks about their hopes and dreams and fears and solving problems, getting out there in the game, in other words. And so, but the next level of organized effort, though, is, we got to be able to organize them, right? Organize this effort into one collective specific goal. And that's where that persuasion comes in. That's where that level of communication and understanding and patience comes in. When you take your online business and you want to be able to really take it to a whole new level, that's where the power is at. So there's a lot of tools you can take advantage of, especially online, to organize the effort of other people. A while back ago, I did a coaching call on outsourcing. And there's there's lots of do's and don'ts in the whole world of outsourcing. But when you look at speaking with people, freelancers all across the world can do things for you. If you don't know how to do it, or don't know, or don't have the time to do it, there's people who have those things. They have the time and they have the talent. And as long as you can express what your vision is or what needs to be done, then they can do it for you.
Trent, that was huge for me this summer, discovering that, because I'm one of those kind of guys that just figures out things, how to do it. I've been a programmer, which I'm not anymore, so I can't really do the programming I was doing a decade ago. It's changed a lot. and so I get frustrated because I used to be able to do everything, web design, programming, master musician, master writer. And I just realized, I'm really good at a couple things. I'm pretty good at some things. And I can barely get by at a few other things, but that's where outsourcing really dawned on me, because as you start building and growing, you don't want to be managing every little detail yourself. You want to have those partners and people that can do the same job as you and really, in essence, save us money. Because when I'm doing jobs that are below my skill level, I'm not really using my energy, which equates to money, wisely. And I never had that revelation as an entrepreneur before this summer, but it was nice to be able to actually see out of my own little box and see how many tools and resources are available. So you don't have to do it all,
Yeah. Very well said there, Kerry. Yes, exactly. Yeah, with these tools online, technology is Wow, it just transformed the whole landscape of organize, being able to organize other people's efforts. You know, I mean, before the internet came out, you had to drive around and do a lot more networking in person and so forth. But I mean, there really isn't any excuse at all, nowadays for not getting out there and getting other people to do stuff for you. Yeah. You know, one of the famous books of called The E-Myth. I'm sure that you guys have heard of that, right? Yeah, it talks a lot about...
What's it called?
It's called The E-Myth. So E is an elephant, myth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, by Michael Gerber. And I came across that book when it first came out, and it was just mind-blowing. It's like, yeah, exactly. I mean, he hits on this same point here of organized effort, where, like Carrie mentioned, which is... it's super easy to drive yourself from the ground if you're wearing the hats in every single aspect of your business. It's just a surefire way of running yourself into a frenzy. And so it's just super critical to take the time to look at, hey, what am I strong in? Now, what areas of strength can I build upon, and then delegate those areas that still need to be done and to the folks that are strong at it? You know, like I'm... Yeah, I can tinker around with design here and there, but I am not a designer, and there's a lot of things I'm not that I have other people do for me, and I do I'm the the strength person in other people's lives, and the same thing goes for each of you. So document the things that you believe that you're strong in, that you can uniquely express your unique abilities, And once again, Carrie, you mentioned a great point too, which is coming from a position of service. You're able to serve the world a lot better when you come from a position of strength. Trying to do things that we're just not good at, or even don't want to be good at, but still need to be done. Yeah, let's just get other people who are great at those and get them on board.
Yep.
So, I use a lot of services online, such as Odesk, Elance, and Fiverr, along with networking with folks on Facebook pages and groups. And so there's a lot you can do. Okay, so I would recommend starting there if you haven't gotten the ball rolling in the right direction with organizing other people's efforts. But as you do so, just keep in mind the aspects of clearly communicating what your vision is and what exactly you want to get done and by when. And you'll do wonderful as you start to organize the efforts and direct them in the in the path of success. So.
Hey, Trent, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
So I think at this point, what I really need is just like an assistant.
Okay.
So basically just to do, like, I'm doing, weekly video blogs for free that I'm just giving out to my subscribers, where I love doing the videos. I love actually writing the posts, but it's the little things like posting them, making sure all the backlinks are done. And if I had one person to just come in and just do all that crap, for the month.
Yeah.
Where do you think, where I'm not really at a place where, my products are just about to be launching. I haven't even launched them yet. Where do you think would be the best place to look for an assistant?
Yeah, great question. Yeah. Go to Odesk. Odesk, so just an O as an Oscar, then desk.com. Go there, post a job for free, and you're looking for a virtual assistant. And so you can go there, and, people all across the world. I mean, it's really up to you on where you want to hire that person from, but literally you can get people for $3 or $4 an hour, And it's no joke. You can get people to do all kinds of stuff for you when it comes to all these things that you just barely listed off and then some.
Wow.
You just simply go there and say, hey, this is what I'm looking to have done.
Or I could mention that
I want someone to work for me 20 hours a week.
Awesome.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and you guys can go on there too, okay, and offer your own services, because you can turn the table as well. But to answer your question there, Darian, is, just go there, post a free job, and then it'll walk you through step by step and ask you exactly what kind of job you want to post. and then it is published, you know, to the freelancers, and then they can go and bid on it.
Mm.
So, does that help?
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
Grant, I've got a question as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I this is the songwriter, Carrie White. Would it be okay for me to mention to the other two guests online that I do freelance work as well as run my website? And if they just go out to the website, they can get my contact information. But
yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a huge believer in creating synergy. So, I mean, yeah, take a moment here just briefly and share that, and then we can move on. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. It's www.thesong, like it sounds, T-H-E-S-O-N-G. Wright is spelled WRIGHT.com. And you can get my contact information out there for the videos, posting those, and as well as the other gal that was doing some music composition recording. So, yeah, maybe we could find ways to help each other. So, definitely.
Thanks. Thanks. Could you repeat that? I have a little hearing issue.
Well, and I don't have the best microphone. Yeah, it's the Song Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay, the song right, like getting the song right, only with a W.
W-R-I-G-H-T. It's a kind of a funny name, but...
No, it's, I like it.
That's great.
Thank you.
I wouldn't mind getting the other person's, because I'm very interested. I do a lot of meditation and things, if she wouldn't mind getting me her information.
Oh, yeah. My website is Dari, it's D-A-R-I. awaken.com.
Is that D as in dog?
D as in dog, A as in apple, R as in rainbow, I as in igloo.
Nice.
Very good.
And then awakenedpassion.com. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So is... Yeah, one of the principles I learned a while back ago, a huge success principle with creating more wealth is exchange creates wealth. You know, the faster you can get out there and exchange value, just like we just barely did. I mean, that's an element of wealth right there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the quicker we can make agreements and fulfill those agreements, the wealthier you can become. And, you know, I just found that out, you know, in real life when we were doing real estate, the faster we were able to make a contract agreement with someone and fulfill it, the more wealthier we became financially, you know? And yeah, so you just kind of get out there, start negotiating just like we barely did, you know, with rubbing shoulders with each other and say, hey, this is something I can do to help you out, and just offering your help. So nice work, nice work. So the next principle that I'll bring up here is the subject of harmony. Now, this principle here isn't something that a lot of, you know, we don't hear a lot about it, you know. But, you know, a while back ago, I went to this event, and, you know, this fellow was speaking up on the stage, and he was talking about, you know, a few things about his business and so forth. And then he segued into a subject and this analogy of an orchestra. And he compared it to just going onto the piano. He was compared like the piano and the orchestra, where you can go on the piano and just, you know, keep on tapping on the, you know, the C note, and ding, 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 ding. It just sounds, you know, just the same note all the time. It's like, oh, that would be really boring, you know, to hear all the time. You know, compared to the orchestra, where if everyone in the orchestra is doing their unique part and they're doing it wonderfully well, then it sounds amazing, right? If you've ever been to an orchestra that, you know, has practiced and honed in on their scales and so forth, and that's the principle of harmony. You know, when you look at the reasons why you're doing your business in the first place, why are you building it up? It really is, you know, the crux of this is the why. You know, when you look at why you're doing what you're doing, you got to be able to create a great harmony in life. You know, be able to juggle the balls between your health and your wealth and your relationships. I mean, there's so many people that I'm sure that I know, and you may know even as well, and they might be great, you know, well off financially, but you know, their health and the wealth and their relationships are in the dumps. Or and vice versa, right? They might have great, you know, fantastic relationships and their health is awesome, but they're super poor and they're in poverty. You know? And this subject here, getting into the habit, okay, this habit of getting in the flow of creating harmony, it brings a whole new beauty of music in life. You know, I personally see, you know, the goal ahead of myself, and it's a constant goal of mine. It's not something where you ever arrive to perfect harmony every single day, but, you know, because we all have dips and highs and lows and so forth. But, you know, when you look at the elements of how to go about creating harmony, as it relates to you building up your online business and so forth, you just got to be able to prioritize, number one. You know, take the time every day and to look at, well, what do I got to get done today, but then prioritize that. You know, spend time with strengthening yourself. Spend time with your wife, spouse, your family, you know, your loved ones. You know, because it's very easy to get caught up with just that subject of making lots and lots and lots of money, right? And it's a trap. It really is. You know, just that one focus alone. And so it's very critical to be able to, you know, create that harmony and be able to be really successful, as Napoleon Hill talks about. The true riches in life is not just financial. It's to be able to have this harmony, as he talks about. And to do that, we've got to get in the habit of, you know, prioritizing our daily agenda. And when you wake up in the morning, you know, a while back ago, I learned this from one of my coaches, but you start off with a power hour. I love the power hour concept and the habit. You start off with having just a solid power hour in the morning where you quickly exercise, get the body moving, get the blood moving, and then you jump into meditation and prayer and so forth. And then you can eat, you know, fuel your body with the right fuel. And then prioritize while you're eating. You can kind of review the plan of action for the day. Make sure things are clear. Second, you know, chunk that up in 20-minute increments, and you got your power hour. Getting into the habit of doing that has made a big difference. I mean, huge difference in my life. I mean, you start off the day on the right foot. You're super pumped up. You have, you know, clarity. You're focused in on what really counts most. And you really start to create a much better harmony in your daily life as you start to do that.
You know, Stephen Covey would call that sharpening your saw.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another great way of saying that, you know, sharpening your saw. Yeah, it gets dull really fast if you don't.
Well, you said it, making your way clear. And how do you do that? Get your body pumped up. Get your meditation, prayer, heart, and spirit right. Then, you know, attend to the body's needs and then review the plan for the day. I love that. That's a great reminder.
Good. And we all have, once again, to put in reality, I mean, we'll have days, obviously, that, you know, we end up not doing it, or we slack, or something else happens. But just, you know, we don't beat ourselves up and just get back on track. You know, it's just a matter of doing that. And so that segues into the next habit to get into, which is the see-all, be-all principle in every element of every success principle you can ever think of, which is self-discipline. Self-discipline, okay? Self-discipline is that. I mean, it's just it's the glue that holds every single element of success together. And, you know, the degree of success we enjoy in life is, you know, the degree of self-discipline that we've developed. And it's not developed overnight. You know, it's you got to keep on chipping away at it, keep on keeping. You know, find the good fight, and go after it every single day. And you get better and better and better at it. You know, this book I just finished reading a couple months ago called Mastery. You know, I love the example of you know who Bruce Lee is.
Yeah.
So Bruce Lee. I mean, he started off just by the very simple steps. And the same thing you can apply with your online business and anything in life. Is you take one step, simple step, do it slowly, and you keep on doing it. You keep on doing it slowly, and then it gets faster and faster, and you get that perfected. Where the law of cosmic habit force that Napoleon Hill talks about, this power that just takes over your habit and puts it into automation. And you get to the point where you've harnessed, you know, self-discipline into any element so well, you know, you've practiced something so often you know, that it's second nature. You don't have to think about the minutia, or the, you don't have to think about consciously the details of every single working element of each step. It just happens second nature. You know, that same phenomenon is kind of observed through driving a lot of times. You know, if you drive to, if you drive to work or you drive to a friend's house, you've done it so often, and you're just like, wow, you could probably do it with the eyes closed, but obviously you don't want to do that. But does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I spent 5 years doing the most rudimentary, boring classical guitar techniques so that I could play the master's music. And you don't see it when you're in the thick of it, how every day applying, just getting that to be more of a habit, what you're trying to get your music to do. And
yeah.
So you don't have to think about it, because music doesn't come from the place of thought. It comes from that second nature, as you were talking about. And
yeah.
And it's really nice you're reminding me of that, because, you know, I've been at a place where I feel like I'm having to relearn so many of my disciplines I learned in the past, because now instead of applying them for an employer, I'm applying them to my own life. And it's funny, but it seems like I'm a much better employee than I am a self-employed individual, because my standards when I'm employed by somebody is the highest service. You know,
yeah.
You're going to be spot on. And so I appreciate you bringing that up, because I'm going to just take that same picture of how I am when I'm working for somebody diligently and go, well, you are working for somebody.
Yeah.
It's yourself. Because I haven't figured out a way to cross that bridge, but I think you mentioning that gives me possibly a key to apply some of that self-discipline in these areas that I've been struggling, you know.
Good.
I definitely relate to that. I had a question that just kind of piggybacked on that, because I experienced the same thing. I'm not quite as accountable for myself as I am for the, you know, I'm always trying, when I was an employee, I was always trying to be the best of the best and stand out, and now I have nobody to do that for but myself. So I totally get that. And I also get what you were just saying about, you know, when I learned how to play guitar, I just force myself to play 15 minutes every day. I don't care if I don't want to do it. I don't care if I don't have time. As long as I'm playing for at least 15 minutes every day, then I finally got to a point where the repetition and I started to really learn. I could do the same with the gym. If I could just get there 15 minutes a day, then I'm really learning. But my trouble is that harmony and is keeping myself accountable. How do I apply that notion of, okay, just get to the gym 15 minutes a day, or just get on that guitar 15 minutes a day, to the balance of my life and the harmony and keeping myself accountable? How do I apply that to that idea?
Yeah, great question. And once again, So prioritization, I'll just go back to that subject, because, you know, when I start off the day, right, you know, I'm able to look throughout the upcoming day, the time. We all have the same amount of time every day, and how we invest that is really how everything, you know, where the power is at, right? And so it goes back to that subject of prioritization. I mean, when we have the task or the goal or the desire and the hope and dream of having a greater harmony where the various major aspects of our life, we want to bring them up. We want to be able to, express those. It's just like in that orchestra example. You know, we have all these major, very important areas of life, health and wealth and relationships that all need attention, right? And so it takes time. It takes time to be able to prioritize those things. Okay, hey, I got friends and family here I want to be able to spend time with, and I need to spend time with, you know. I also got a business to run, too, and I also got my health as well. Without my health, I don't got anything. And so it goes back down to that prioritization subject. Okay? Starting off, investing the time, setting aside that time. So prioritizing, I would say, is number one, not necessarily in this order, but then two is block time. Having that block time, or that power hour, as I called it earlier. Having that time set aside that you can actually do that appropriately, and give it the time and attention that it needs, because it'll make a world of a difference. It has, and it continues to do so in my life. You know, these areas of health, wealth, and relationships, and seeing a beautiful tune as I pay attention to those. And the same thing with your life as well. You know? So the balance compared to harmony, the difference for me is that, you know, I define harmony as the orchestra and the balance as like a legal balance, you know, where you have 50 pounds on one side and 50 pounds on the other side, and it's balanced, you know. But if you can only imagine how dull and boring an orchestra would sound if everyone was playing the same balanced note, right? And that's the same case, you know, in my mind anyways, with, you know, creating harmony in life, which is, hey, your relationships might need a bit more attention. They might need to sing a higher note compared to, you know, your business a few days. And it's the ebb and flow aspect of your business and your health and your relationships on an ongoing basis. And so it takes time and it takes self-discipline, which is the habit to get into. And it gets easier and easier and easier the more and more we do it, which is that subject of mastery. You know, they all go hand in hand, but yeah. Did that this answer somewhat of it for you?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so the subject of self-discipline, you look at the most successful people in life, and you look at your own self, and start to do some introspection and ask yourself, well, what can I do, you know, to just do a bit better here today, you know, with just staying on track, this consistency. And you just got to keep on at it. That's all, pretty much all it really comes down to, is you got to keep on at it. And then one of the other things I would add to it to help you to build that self-discipline, you know, is surrounding yourself with great people and greatness. You know, when you put the right people in your life and, you know, you're deliberately living, you know, you're saying, okay, by choice, I want to have so-and-so in my life. I want to spend more time with this person, you know, because they make me feel great and they help me, you know, feel like I can accomplish my goals, and, you know, they make me feel like a great person. They make, you know, they bring the best out of me. And also the same thing with, you know, images and pictures, the vision board, documenting, reviewing, things like that. You know, these are all methods of surrounding ourselves with greatness. And that dramatically influences our self-discipline.
Wow, you know, you just touched another nerve that I've actually been processing for a couple of years. I lived homeless for a few years, by choice, by the way. I just wanted to see what it was like to live really simply. So yeah. I made a home out of my car. I was never, you know, totally homeless, because I at least had a bed and a place for shelter. But while I was coming out of that whole phase, I had attracted a lot of not very educated, not very developed people as friends and daily acquaintances. And it took me a couple of years to realize I didn't have anybody in my life that was challenging me or setting an example that I would be inspired to aspire to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so the last few years, I finally had to have enough self-discipline to go, okay, you can love everybody that comes into your life, but it doesn't necessarily mean your lives are going to be blended at this time for optimal growth and mutual beneficence in terms of the play you're doing together, the time you're spending together, the work you might be doing together. And so when you mentioned surrounding yourself with great people and with greatness, that's profoundly big, because I finally had the mirror show up. It says, you know, you're attracting whoever you are into your life, but they're there to show you something. And for me, there for a while, a lot of the people coming into my life were showing me I wasn't honoring my life. I needed to really be around stimulation and really be as stimulating as I could be in every encounter. And then things become more dynamic, and that synchronicity begins to pop a lot more.
Yeah.
But I had to acknowledge I was settling a lot, okay? And I don't know if everyone here can relate to that settling thing. but it's been pretty huge for me.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much there, Kerry. Yeah, that's very fascinating. You know, with how long did you spend homeless?
Well, this depends on which phase. I mean, after my divorce in 2001, 3.5 years in an RV, so that wasn't even homeless. It was just a mobile home on wheels. And then a couple of years, 2.5, 3 years, living out of my car. So it wasn't real long.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Very well said and expressed. Very well. Very good. Well, the last, let's see, we have 15 minutes. There's two other habits of the successful that I want to be able to discuss. The next one, you know, is the subject of applied faith. So when you look at your online business, your goals, and so forth, and you look at the successful people in your life, and you look at just really where did their power stem from, and it can all be linked back to this. You know, looking at, they had a vision and a plan and so forth, and the work towards organizing other people's efforts, self-discipline, you know, all the things that we've been talking about. But you know, faith. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about faith is the substance of things that you don't see yet, but is true. You know, it's the very cellular level. I mean, it's impossible not to have faith just by breathing and living. You know, and the very thing that actually keeps us alive is faith. You know, but when you apply this to the whole application level of being successful financially in your business, is you see a vision and you got to go after it, and you don't know all the details, but you take the first few steps. That takes faith, and you apply what you learn. The reason why it's called applied faith is because faith without works, as the great philosopher says, is dead, right? And when you look at aspirations and the hopes and dreams that you have, it takes a great level of faith. You know, people of great faith are people of great success. You know, and once again, it goes back down to how you really define success. But the aspect of enjoying riches in all areas of life is stemmed in from having great faith, applying faith on a consistent basis, and knowing that we don't have all the answers to every single thing, you know, in life. But the answers that we do know, let's take action on those. You know, the things that you do know and you feel that are right also, you know, you might also not have answers in every single aspect of, you know, you might come across a partner that it might make sense to work with he or she, in your business, but you might have a feeling, that it's something not, might not be, good, Well, follow your feelings, follow your hunches, because as Napoleon Hill talks about inside of his book, Master's Key to Riches, is the sixth sense. The sixth sense is, we have five senses, physically, right? But the sixth sense is your conscience. Okay, it's the element of spirit in our lives that, teaches us, the things that, we got to do. You know, if we pay attention to our, our conscience, then it'll be a contributor towards success in our life. But if we don't pay attention to it, as he talks about, it turns into a conspirator. And he talks about how our conscience, if we don't pay attention to it, it can turn to a conspirator to cover up our meanness. And we see that a lot, right? With a lot of successful business people, they've, I won't necessarily go down the list, but even not just business people in general, but people who have led movements. You think of Hitler, you think of Stalin, you think of all these people who have done, very horrible things in life. They had a conscience. They just didn't pay attention to it and turned into a conspirator, and they covered up their meanness. And you think, you see this all the time too, with the business practices online. They lose their morality. They lose their, the sense of the values. And so, when you look at, your applied faith, it bleeds into everything, right? But, when you, when we take a greater effort towards taking action on the things that we do know and pay attention to our conscience, you'll develop some amazing relationships with people. You'll see and experience and feel a whole new level of harmony in your life. You know, because all the areas in your life will be, you know, singing at a, such a beautiful level that you'll just like, wow, you know, blow your mind. and you can't help but just being grateful, you know, for the whole journey and the life that you've been given. But applied faith is rooted into our daily existence. I mean, every single thing that we do in our life, right? And that's a habit of getting into it, though. It takes effort, you know, of taking action and applying faith in our business. And so, you know, I can't tell you too often, you know, enough that, I mean, there's so many students I've worked with where, you know, they choose, you know, to give up, you know, because they're not, you know, they haven't gotten to that habit, you know, of taking action on the things that they do know and, you know, getting to the habit of the things that we're talking about here today. You get what you put into life. If you really want to have a whole new level of success, you got to be able to put more into it. And so we'll end on that topic here. But the last one I want to bring up is the habit of getting into establishing a plan. If you look at what you're doing in your business right now, can you say that you have a plan of action? You know, at least a major, or at least a major plan of action for the next, you know, few months. You know, can you plan or even know what you're going to be doing for the next couple months in your business, or are you flying by the seat of your pants? Well, with and one of my coaches a while back ago, I've been working actually with him for a while, and Brendan Bouchard, and he takes the time, along with you know, some of his other partners, they take the time to plan out the whole year in advance. They know when they're going to be dropping their emails to their email list. They know what partners they're going to be working with. They know what, you know, campaigns they're going to be launching. You know, they know where they're going to be speaking at, what workshops they're going to be doing. They just plan it out. And so the reason why I wanted to end on that specific habit to get into is because I want to have that habit or that topic be dwelling up in your mind so you can take action on that, because they'll make obviously a huge difference. All of these things will, but the plan, you know, knowing what you got to do, right, and be able to prioritize that and so forth, but it's just not a good feeling, right, of running around with your head cut off all the time.
Well, you know, can I ask a question real quick? I know we're running out of time. I was with that Miracle Coaching Program for 2 months this summer, and every day, every week was just phenomenal. And I actually got a 2-month plan of action and began really building up my website and coming up with action steps, things that need to be accomplished, things I could outsource, things I could do myself, what phase 1, 2, and 3 would look like. I was getting pretty clear. And then I don't know why this happens, but it's not the first time. It's like the wind just flies out of my sails, and I no longer have even a spark was headed. And I know that that may mean something better is now going to replace that. But in my case, I've 2 months, and I'm just now beginning to start thinking about adding recording and music videos to my list of services I could offer. So can you address that? Because I would love to have another plan of action for the next few months, but I haven't found my wind yet again. I had it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I would probably share the element or the habit of enthusiasm, you know. Last time we did this coaching call on the subject of principles, success principles, one of the habits that we discussed was the principle of of enthusiasm, you know, and it's the, I mean, if you think about, you know, just speaking with enthusiastic people, you just can't help but being enthusiastic yourself, right?
Yeah.
And are you talking more about, you know, when you lose the wind? Are you talking about when you lose the enthusiasm towards pursuing your goals and your...
It's just like it comes to a dead standstill, and it's like the whole spark that was driving this great vision and all these action steps just comes to a stop. And then I've got to start all over again or go another direction.
Well, I've experienced that for sure. You know, I still experience it periodically. And what I personally do, you know, to get myself back on track is that I got to change my perspective. And my perspective is altered dramatically when I look at the goals that I've set, that I really am excited about going after. I personally lost vision. You know, anytime we lose enthusiasm, we've lost the vision. Just like in in the Old Testament, you know, it talks about where there is no vision, the people die. Where there is no vision, enthusiasm dies. And so we got to reconnect. We got to reconnect our mind, realign it with the vision at hand. If the vision, the goal, you know, the overarching vision is this whole big, huge picture. But in our, you can break it down to, you know, goals and baby steps and so forth. And those are the things that we do every day. Yeah, you know, but when we look at reconnecting or realigning ourselves, that's why surrounding yourself with, you know, great people and also great images and so forth will help us trigger our mind or help us remember. All of us are in need of remembrance all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And none of us have perfect minds that remember every single thing, every single day. And so that's why we need a reminder. And so having a vision board, having pictures, having people around us that can buoy us up, that can remind us, like, hey, you know, you seem to be a bit down, you know? Do you remember that you're going after the goal of helping so-and-so, and this is the reason why you're doing your business? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. I am. That's the reason why I'm doing it. It is. Okay, and that starts to spark the fire again. And that's what personally has helped me every single time. It continues to help me. Every time I got every time I, you know, feel a bit down or feel misaligned and I'm not enthusiastic about, you know, my business anymore, I just got to bring myself back and remind myself or have other people remind me and visuals around me is like of the reason why. Why am I doing this in the first place? You know?
Wow, thank you. Yeah, that's good. I'm going to go through my notes since I get off this call.
Yeah, and you guys want to talk to me...
All the notes I took this summer that was formulating the vision, it's, yeah.
Good. Now, I'm glad to help out, and I'm super grateful to be of service, and you guys have served me just by being on that call and offering your insight and your valuable experiences and your expression. And so I honor you guys. I'm super grateful for, the great people in life, you know, including yourself. You know, we're all geniuses in one regards or another, as they say. And so go out there and share your genius with people. You know, your business is only an expression of who you really are. And so, you know, when you start to express yourself and express who you truly are through your business, you know, that's where things start to shine. You know, people will look at that business and say, wow, that's definitely different. You know, because it's being, you know, it's coming from a vantage point of your uniqueness. And don't try to be your neighbor. Don't try to be anybody else. Be you. Yeah, be you. And that's one of the biggest things you can do with your online business is just be you. You know, if you talk a certain way, great, talk that way. Just have fun, you know. Have a great time and enjoy yourself, you know, with building up a business. It shouldn't be a bore. You know, you should have a great time. And the things that you just don't like doing that still need to be done, go back to that thing we talked about earlier of organized effort. Delegate it out. Get someone to do it for you. You know, be directive and live the life that you really love. So we'll end on that.